Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda to host virtual fundraiser for John Ossoff. By Paul Bois on April 25, 2026. Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of the hit musical Hamilton, will be hosting a virtual fundraiser for Senator John Ossoff, DGA, ahead of his re-election campaign. The virtual fundraiser will be held on May 7 and will also feature special performances by Sarah Bareilles, Betty Buckley, Roseanne Cash, and Alan Menken, per an invite. Jason Alexander will also make an appearance and transvestite Congressman Sarah McBride, Dita. Contributions to the event start at $25 per person. Producers of the event are James Lapine, Victor Sloan, and Brian Kathens, noted Deadline. Ossoff is in one of the most competitive Senate races of the cycle. Three Republicans are seeking to challenge Ossoff in the general election, including Derek Dooley, Representative Mike Collins, RGA, and Representative Buddy Carter, RGA. The primary is May 19. Cook Political Report has rated the race lean D, it added. Miranda has been a reliable backer of left-wing causes. In the 2024 election cycle, he co-headlined a $25,000 per person fundraiser for then-Vice President Kamala Harris. He canceled performances of Hamilton at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., claiming that President Trump had politicized the art institution. This summer, Miranda reportedly plans to mark the 10-year anniversary of Hamilton with a fundraiser expected to bring millions of dollars to pro-illegal immigration organizations. Last year, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Hamilton lead producer Jeffrey Seller said in a joint interview with The New York Times that they canceled a scheduled performance at the Kennedy Center after President Trump was made chairman of the center following the firing of President Deborah Rutter. "This latest action by Trump means it's not the Kennedy Center as we knew it," Lin-Manuel Miranda said. "The Kennedy Center was not created in this spirit. And we're not going to be a part of it while it is the Trump-Kennedy Center. We're just not going to be part of it." Seller added that the creative team behind Hamilton felt that Trump took away our national arts center for all of us. "It became untenable for us to participate in an organization that had become so deeply politicized," he said. "The Kennedy Center is for all of us, and it pains me deeply that they took it over and changed that. They said it's not for all of us. It's just for Donald Trump and his crowd. So we made a decision we can't do it."